John Father, we thank you for this nice conference we've been able to have. Thank you for all the work that went into it. Just ask that you'd bless the people that hosted it. Ask that we'd all be able to take something home from the conference for ourselves and maybe even something to share with others. And so we thank you for the good reminders we've had and the exhortation. We just ask for your help and your blessing at this time. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
So, the topic that I was thinking of, it sort of came to me just before the plane took off in Philadelphia. Anybody that knows me well knows that I'm kind of an anxious person by nature, and I've never liked flying. And so as the engines are turning up to take off, there's always kind of like a little jump in my heart rate. And now that I wear this Fitbit, it tracks my heart, so I can actually see how much of a jump that is. And the funny thing is, I had one of the biggest moments in my professional life this past Wednesday. I had to turn in a bid, and I did the estimate for the construction for a prison. And it's a huge job, and I spent a month on it. And then finally, it was time to put the number in, and I got there at work early, and we're still finishing everything up. And during that time, I checked my heart rate, and I found out that in the midst of the stress of working on that bid and then taking off, my heart rate was about the same. And it was probably a good 20 to 25 beats higher than my resting heart rate. So, especially when I was younger, but still today, fear is it's a part of our lives, or it comes in as a part of our lives. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about fear. And the things that I was afraid of when I was younger are a little different than now. But I think that the solution to fear is the same regardless. So I'm just going to read some verses real quick. This is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and I'm reading from the NASB. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I was just thinking that, you know, fear, it's a natural response to maybe a reaction to what's around us or what we know is coming. And it's not meant to be a big part of a Christian's life, and yet we do fear sometimes. And maybe especially when we're young, we might feel a little guilty about being afraid because we know maybe we shouldn't be. Paul told Timothy that we weren't given the spirit of fear. So oftentimes I find when I'm anxious, it's because maybe I haven't been reading like I should be, and maybe I haven't been praying every day in the way that I ought to be, you know, really, like my dad was talking about, really getting down on your knees, you know. It's, I find myself praying a lot throughout the day, but I'm not always diligent to actually get down on my knees at home where it's quiet. Really be before the Lord, and I think that that's a different kind of prayer that's real needful. And when it's not in my life, that's when I start to be afraid. So it says, be anxious for nothing, giving, let your request be made known to God. So there's three things there. There's prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. And so to pray is to make a request. Supplication I think of as fervent prayer. It's like prayer, but it's really, really recognizing God's lordship over all of creation and that he can provide an answer. And then there's thanksgiving. And so we recognize what he's done for us. And I think of that verse that he who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? And so we just, when we're able to consider that he spared not his own son, then of course he's going to take care of every aspect of our lives. He's already saved us through this life into eternity. So it says, if you do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And, you know, the thing about being a young person today is, even in the world, I think issues with anxiety are probably at an all-time high. It's something like, I heard that sleep aid, including medications and devices, is now a multi-billion dollar market in the U.S. because people are just so anxious they can't get to sleep. And it shouldn't be that way for a believer, but we're not untouched by that. And so I think it's especially an issue that young people face today, and it's probably going to get worse. You know, the whole creation is groaning, and you know, even the animals. You know, after the flood, it said that the dread of man was going to be upon all of them, and so it's that curse, and it exists until the Lord comes, and there will finally be peace. So, and I think it's only going to get worse until he comes, but in contrast, the believer has this promise: the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then it says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And so that's, you know, all those adjectives, they kind of, I think you find every one of those things in the scripture. And so that's the other side, I think, of how to approach fear in our lives, is to look to the scripture for answer. And not just to sit there and be afraid, but to look to the Lord and to his word for scripture and for answers. And so that's just what I would encourage you to do if you have fear about school or what you're going to do in the next stage of your life, or really anything. It doesn't matter how small, we can admit before the Lord that it makes us afraid, and be honest with him and be before him about it and look to his words for answers. So just close in prayer. Our God and Father, we just thank you again for this time. And again, ask for help for each of us in our lives away from a time like this conference, which maybe it's easy to have thoughts of you and to focus on you and to live a good Christian life. But we just ask for help too when we go away from a place like this, that you would have the first place in our hearts and in our lives, and that we'd be drawn to you. So we just ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.